Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Now, in addition to listening to our podcast, you can also view the video format on YouTube at georgetube.com. Max Lauer is a personal trainer and online health coach with a rapidly growing social media following. He trains many high-profile celebrity clients, influencers, and tastemakers, including some of the world's top models. After experimenting with intermittent fasting, he realized the power it had to burn fat, boost energy levels, and banish hunger pains. As you may or may not know, I've been intermittent fasting myself for quite some time now. So naturally, I'm always interested in other people's experiences. Now on today's show, Max explains why he feels intermittent fasting can be a good way for people to lose weight. Here's Max.
The beauty of eating in this way is you begin to understand what hunger actually is. And just because your stomach is empty, it does not mean that you're hungry. Hi, my name is Max Lowry. I'm a personal trainer and I'm the author of The Two Meal Day. For me, I believe that eating regularly throughout the day is unnatural. We are not designed to have full stomachs all the time. And only when we begin to restrict meal frequency, not restricting calories, do we start to tap into those body fat reserves. And this is when your energy levels increase, you start to lose weight, and your hunger levels normalize. Calorie restriction cannot be done long term. Traditionally, this is the advice that doctors and health professionals give, but eating less and doing more is not sustainable. When you do more, you need to eat more. I often get asked the question, how can you continue fasting during the Christmas period, or does the way in that I fast change at all? And the answer to that question is no, nothing changes. The only thing that changes is yes, I indulge maybe more frequently than I did previously to Christmas, but on the days that I'm not indulging, I'm still eating two meals a day because this is a way of life. The two meal day focuses on when you are hungry. So you choose whether you're going to skip breakfast or you're going to skip dinner. Once you've done that, say you're skipping breakfast, you have lunch around 1 or 2 o'clock when you would usually have lunch. Not because the clock is specifically telling you to eat at a certain time. Although this may seem trivial, this is the key for it becoming a way of life rather than a short-term diet. So for instance, on Christmas Day, you've eaten a lot of food and the next morning, normally most people will go and eat breakfast, when in actual fact, they're probably still full from the day before. So the two meal day, however you're doing it, gives you the confidence to understand that having an empty stomach is good for you. It's not a bad thing.
That's awesome. Now, for more about Max Lowry, simply search YouTube and be sure to visit his website, maxlowry.com. Max's bestseller book, The Two Meal Day, can be found at his website, Stella, and or Amazon.com. I'll be sure to leave a link in the show notes. And remember, as the late great Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Today you've been hanging out with Max Lowry. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show. And thanks a million for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bollock. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. And find more great content online at georgebollock.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bollock. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.